Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So I don't know how excited everybody is. I'm not too excited because I really don't know what's in this bill. But as we know, President Biden is about to sign the infrastructure bill that passed narrowly. Biden has obviously had many issues so far with his presidency. He's in month 11, and his poll numbers keep dropping. Kamala Harris, I think, even dropping even more. And we're hearing that there's definitely some drama between Kamala Harris' team and Biden's team. Apparently, she keeps getting sidelined. And I had thought originally with Kamala Harris that they were trying to groom her right away because of her lack of a resume. One, to be in that position, but two, to be able to take over when Biden can't run or can't do his duties. So they started giving Kamala Harris stuff that we usually don't see vice presidents do. You know, like, all right, Kamala Harris, you're going to be on top of the border. You handle the border issue. Well, you see, that didn't work out. I'm not saying, you know, she's a victim in all this, but, they had her do a lot more foreign policy than you would normally see. In fact, I think she had more foreign policy meets with leaders than Biden did at one time. And so I looked at it as, okay, they're trying to get her ready. Biden eventually is going to leave, you know, either, because, you know, he wants to, you know, retire, or because he can't manage it, or something happens, or because he wants to look like he's been the most progressive president and put a female into the presidency and be the only one in this world to be able to get credit for that. But as expected, Kamala Harris has not polled well. And they say that she feels increasingly isolated inside the White House. She's the first female VP. She does not think she's getting the same support giving to other members of the Biden administration, according to a new report. Former Kamala Harris aide told CNN that it's hard to miss the specific energy that the White House brings to defend a, quote, white man, knowing that Kamala Harris has spent almost a year taking a lot of the hits that the West Wing didn't want to take themselves. So they're saying she's basically the fall guy or fall woman. The ex-staffer was referring to the Biden administration springing to defend Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg for taking paternity leave amid the global supply chain crisis. Buttigieg is considered a potential challenger to Harris for the Democratic presidential nomination either in 24 or 28. They say despite their public show of unity, Biden and his, quote, right-hand woman have a dysfunctional relationship that has reached an exhausted stalemate, according to CNN. So they say that Harris's allies are frustrated with the president dumping politically fraught issues in her lap, like the ongoing illegal immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. They say they're consistently sending her out there on losing issues in the wrong situations for her skill set. Now, I'm not exactly sure what her skill set is. I mean, I know she, you know, has the legal background. So I, you know, would have expected her to say, look, nope, this doesn't fly, the mandate doesn't fly, but that's not, you know, she's sidelined. And I knew that was going to be a rocky road when a president says, look, you know, or when you know, Biden said, look, I am going to, our, you know, first vice president is going to be a female. You know, like, he gets credit for that. That kind of puts women back. Now, I'm not a fan of Kamala Harris, but, I mean, it does stink when you lose a primary and then you get to be the second most powerful person, right, in the United States, figuratively, by a man's decree. And so then if the vice president, like very commonly vice presidents do, get sidelined, is it going to be a female issue? You know, is it going to be because, you know, she's not a man also? Well, look at Pence and Trump. Obviously, Trump was the more, you know, dominating figure. You know, just like Reagan and Bush. So it happens. Well, Biden is signing, you know, a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill right now into law. He's going to unlock funds for transportation, broadband, and utilities. That's a lot of money. $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law. Package is going to put $550 billion into transportation, broadband, utilities. The legislation is going to put $110 billion into roads, bridges, and other major projects. I would like to know where all our tax dollars have been going, because I don't understand why there's potholes when I pay a crap load of taxes. They're going to invest $66 billion into freight and passenger rail, including potential upgrades to Amtrak, and they're going to direct $39 billion into public transit systems. The plan will put $65 billion into expanding broadband, which obviously is under... you know, managed and underwhelming considering what we needed during COVID. And it's going to put $55 billion into improving water systems and replacing lead pipes. This funding is going to go out over a five-year period, could take months or years even for the projects to start. So he is going to have this as a win in his side as well as the vaccine rollout, but he's still polling very poorly, as well as Kamala Harris. So what do they need to do? Well, they want to push another, you know, bill. They want to push the Build Back Better. And the problem they're going to have when it comes to the election is that these projects don't start for years. Meanwhile, the taxing and the IRS oversight and all the mandates and all the other stuff, those go into right away. That's a huge disconnect. And so if people are seeing the inflation, people are seeing, you know, what's happening in terms of their pocketbooks and gas prices, et cetera, that's gonna weigh in on the midterms and possibly the presidential election before anybody could say, you see that road that you're driving on? That was because of us. Now, I think there's a lot of things that need to be done with our infrastructure. I think there was a lot of money mismanagement. And so I would have loved to see part of the infrastructure money going to building more hospitals and free clinics as our health. You know, they go, well, look at what happened with COVID. Look at our broadband. Our broadband, that's important. But, I mean, if you're going to cite COVID as a reason why we got to spend these trillions of dollars, what money's going into the healthcare sector? 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Every year, Medicare beneficiaries have the opportunity to make changes to their health benefits during Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, which ends on December 7th. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
As we near the deadline of the annual election period, or AEP, it is important to review your coverage and determine if your plan is right for your needs next year. Pay attention to extra benefits that are not available in original Medicare, but may be built into a Medicare Advantage plan, such as dental, vision, transportation, or telehealth. Review the plan, its costs, including copays, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs, and make sure your favorite facilities and doctors are in-network. Finally, talk to your doctor about necessary preventative screenings. Remember, you can find the information you need online without leaving your home.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting sick and tired of hearing how much better men are and how men just do better things better than us women. And they might run faster. They might be able to, you know, lift up a car, although I've seen women be able to lift up a car. They might be able to kill the spider in my house or the scorpion a little quicker than me because I'm like, oh my God, like, let me post on Facebook first. I'm sorry, I really don't do my sisters, fellow sisters, a lot of good, you know, with how I perpetuate stereotypes. But now we're being told that men spread COVID better than women. I'm tired of this. I could spread COVID just as good as any guy can. Please. Well, apparently a study said that dudes spread COVID better. I think about 34% better. Yeah. This is a study published in Environmental Science and Technology, and they also found that singers spread more than talkers. Well, I mean, that makes sense. You know, I mean, if you're singing, you're going to, you know, spew out more. I mean, you know, you could be like, you know, yes, it blew through the door like TNT. And then you're like, you know, I do have more breath. The problem is nobody's there to listen to me sing. So if nobody's there to listen to me sing, I don't think people don't come to listen to me sing. They come to listen to me talk. So I would beg to differ, and I would say that more people are going to get COVID if I talk than if I sing. Yeah. Put a hand on a hip, point a finger at me. All right, I'm just into a country. For some reason, I'm into country right now because I kind of got my rap and my hip-hop, you know, scratch itched this weekend at the clip. But let's go back to this men spreading COVID more efficiently than women. Some men are doing it better. Study authors used 63 participants. 46% were female, defined as sex assigned at birth. They were of the following performance specialties: vocalists, actors, dancers, and woodwind brass instrumentalists. I guess even if your triangle is brass, I don't think that counts. They were asked to perform a series of maneuvers in their art, including singing and talking, and then the respiratory aerosols with the CO2 were measured. They found that being adult, male, and singing produced a much significant increase in raw respiratory aerosol emissions as opposed to being a kid, duh, female, and talking. But it was a significant increase. They said they measured aerosol emissions from 12 adults who were either professional or amateur trained singers. I actually technically am not amateur trained because I did have some professional training. My coaches quit. But I technically had training. So if anybody goes, oh my gosh, Dahlia, you know, have you been professionally trained with your singing? I'm like, yeah. All right. I know it doesn't show. They reported that singing generated more particles than talking and that volume played a role in emissions. I got to go back to this. You want to know why I actually quit vocal coaching? There was a couple reasons. So my mom, she heard me sing in the shower, but it wasn't until, let me tell you guys a story, and then I'll talk about COVID. I'm sick of talking about COVID, but let me tell you about the singing story. Okay, so in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas, there was a place called Scandia. And in high school, that was like one of the hangouts. I mean, you'd go to the strip until somebody told you, you know, look, you're younger, you're underage, get your 16-year-old butt out of here, your 7th-year-old butt out of here. And I had moved my senior year, it was my 12th school. So I went with some friends to Scandia. And with Scandia, they had the singing booth. You know? And, you know, at first I was afraid, I was petrified. And in the 90s, or late 80s and 90s, 70s was coming back. So I don't know what I was singing. And I guess I gave it to my parents. You know, I was like, yeah, look, this is what I did. And I guess my parents were like, wait a second, she might have a voice. I mean, we might be able to make money off of this thing. There might be something. So I think they reached out to people. They said, make sure she has a coach because that coach can then, you know, put her in with the right people. So they found somebody who was, it was kind of near the university at the Sahara, I forget where it was. And it was a woman who I guess knew John Travolta, Kirstie Alley, and I guess they worked with a lot of people who became famous. And so here I am doing some training, and then they wanted me to take home the L. Ron Hubbard book and all that. And so when I did, my mom was like, okay, no, wait a second. This is, you know, we don't want you to learn religion. We want you to, you know, learn how to sing. And they would make me do these things called TRs where you would stare at somebody for like an hour. No laughing. It was a way to control your body. And I mean, I thought some of the training was good, but that didn't work out because again, it's not like I was getting gigs. And then there was a guy who was, I guess, trying to work on my vibrato, and he kept sticking his fingers into my mouth and trying to hold my tongue down. And I just thought that was odd. And my mom thought it was odd. But, you know, he had connections and he was going to get me onto the Catch a Rising Star circuit. I hadn't gotten a scholarship to college, so I didn't know if I was going to go to college. I couldn't afford it, whatever. So there was a Catch a Rising Star circuit. And then I eventually, you know, didn't want to taste his fingers anymore in my mouth. And I ended up going to college because I got a full-ride scholarship. So that's why I never really continued with my singing career. And so that's why I'm a doctor, and now I'm on radio, and you guys have to hear me sing, you know, a little bit off-key. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So going back to COVID, they say that males obviously spread more than kids. Well, then that starts to make you wonder, all right, you know, well then, are kids that much of a threat? You know, can we start to quantify some of this? You know, but obviously, you know, it gets spread. Singers more than males. And so they said, according to this, these study authors, they said, you see, that's why it's good we close down performances. Well, I don't know. I'm still not of that mindset by this. But lung size, volume of air are huge components. But where the study, though, is going to be interesting is if they finally, you know, have a means to test. I know that men, you know, have larger tidal volumes and expiratory volumes. And, you know, and when you sing, you spew out more. That's all common knowledge. But the fact that they have an ability to test, maybe they could start quantifying how much of this virus does spread and how much of these lockdowns are needed. They kind of made a case going, you see how the lockdowns and the shutdowns were needed. And I'm more of the thinking where we're spreading it anyway. We're vaccinated are spreading it just like unvaccinated. Talkers are spreading it just like singers. So if you're going to go to church and you're going to say no singing, but talking, I mean, remember last year with the CDC, they said for Halloween, no screaming. So you can't go, ah! Like if you go through a haunted house. Well, yeah, you could laugh. I mean, has anybody tested laughing? Yeah, have you guys seen me laugh? You know, I just don't do the hee-hee-hee. I'm like, ha-ha-ha! Okay, that's like total expiration. That's, I mean, like the whole place gets by. So maybe it's more comedy club type of thing. You know, a lot of us when we sing, we have to inhale a lot. And yeah, then we sing the note. But I would think, you know, if you're in a comedy club and people are laughing and cackling and falling over, that would be more of a risk. So how I look at it is I think this makes us realize that there was a lot of stupidity where it came to, okay, your industry is closed, your industry not. You could be open, you can't. I think this will hopefully open up more studies looking at what actually, you know, gets spread, you know, who is really more at risk, or do the masks even do anything, especially these half-ass masks that we're wearing, and start to actually have a very honest conversation. And I really think the end result is going to be it's everywhere. The virus is everywhere. So, and even as the smallest of particles, people are like, well, what exactly is the viral load? How many, I've been asked that, how many millions of particles is it necessary to get you sick? I think one can do it. Because we know how it works. The virus gets into the cell. It makes the cell. It gives the cell its DNA. RNA makes that cell make more virus. And then the virus goes, and all it takes is one cell getting through, just like one sperm. I mean, we don't ask how much of a load is needed, you know, for somebody to be impregnated. All it takes is one sperm to make it. So, at that point, I just think we're falling all over ourselves, you know, trying to control a virus when we have a very highly vaccinated country, and we were never able to control cold. We really weren't able to control flu. We do the best job we can, but I think what we need to do is we're so focused on vaccination and locking down and stopping people from coughing and sneezing on each other. I think we all know. We all got the memo. You know, if you know, you want to be exposed, you go to a big stadium with 60,000 people. You'll be exposed. If you don't want to be exposed, you stay home and watch a game over the TV. Let it be our choice. But we need to take a step back and go, okay, if COVID is with us and we're having more COVID waves like we see in Austria and other countries, then let's get those therapeutics. If ivermectin works, let's let people use it. If fluvoxamine works, let people use it. If hydroxychloroquine works, get this Merck drug approved. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Closing arguments are taking place in the court case of Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot and killed two rioters and looters during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Prosecuting attorney Thomas Binger says Rittenhouse has no right to self-defense since he was the one who caused the incident.
When the defendant provokes the incident, he loses the right to self-defense. You cannot claim self-defense against a danger you create.
Rittenhouse is claiming self-defense in the killing of 36-year-old convicted sex offender Joseph Rosenbaum and 26-year-old Anthony Huber. Imagine paying $4.68 for just 1 gallon of gas. Well, it's a reality for drivers in California, which is now seeing the highest average price ever in the state. The AAA national average is $3.42 a gallon. USA Radio News. Another person died from a crowd surge at a Houston music festival.
A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new rule designed to speed up cargo processing at the Port of Los Angeles goes into effect on Monday. Shipping companies that leave empty containers sitting at the docks for several days can now be fined $100 for each day they're past the deadline. That deadline is 6 days for containers meant to travel by rail and 9 days for all containers meant to travel by truck. Right now, there are 90 container ships waiting off the Southern California coast. Last month, the port started operating 24 hours a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I haven't been to LA since I was there a few weeks back. Saw the shipping containers. I don't know if they were full shipping containers or empty shipping containers, but there were shipping containers everywhere. I mean, they were just, you know. You even saw trucks with containers and shipping containers just in random parking lots. I mean, they're just no place to put them. And so I believe the workers at the docks are working 24/7, which is great. That's going to help in terms of having, I don't know how much staff they have and what's happening with mandates. But you also need truckers. You also need people that the truckers are driving to help unload. But that doesn't stop officials from fining companies. And so, because there's a backlog at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, there's now going to be fines, and shipping companies will be fined if a harbor tariff, if they leave empty containers at the port for more than 6 days, if the containers are to travel by rail, or 9 days that are meant for trucks. If the containers remain past the deadline, companies are going to receive an initial $100 fine and an additional $100 for every subsequent day they remain. On the second day, the fine is going to be $200 on top of the already owed $100, making a grand total of $300. So I guess it just keeps at, it's more exponential. L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino said Sunday there are currently 90 container ships, 90, waiting off the coast near the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, carrying about $85 billion worth of goods. Imagine what a evil country could do if they wanted to hurt us. There's everything on there, anywhere from our toilet paper to our medications, so who knows. The councilman said the fines are not meant to turn a profit to the city, but to decongest the port. They say we need to send a strong message and use economic incentives. That's not an incentive, that's a threat. Economic incentives, they say, to move this cargo off the docks to get it to its rightful destination. I don't understand, though, the empty cargo. They want the empty containers moved. Unless maybe the empty container are in the way. They said implementing this new tariff will help us incentivize the movement of goods to their final destination. Dr. Noel Hasegaba, Deputy Executive Director of the Port of Long Beach, backed the councilman's claim, saying the idea here is to encourage the rapid evacuation of these containers that have been sitting on the port terminals for so long. The idea is to clear capacity. He said the backlog is already improving following the announcement of the fees. Apparently it was announced a couple weeks ago. They said that fee is already having its intended effect. We are seeing a 33% decline in those long-dwelling containers that have been sitting out the ports for 9 days or more. The ports are working around the clock to ensure the backlog is cleared before the holiday season, especially as Black Friday, one of the busiest shopping days of the year, is coming. He said the ports are working around the clock to bring goods ashore and onto the shelves in time of the holidays. The port has also expanded its hours with some terminals open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they want to bring those containers to the terminal, get the goods to the store shelves in time for the holiday. I just don't understand if they're also fining people or fining these companies that have goods there also. I mean, obviously these companies want their goods. I mean, they want, okay, to clear out container. Okay, good. So I think it's also, I think that was a typo with the previous article. But again, the problem we have is if, you know, I own a couple businesses, we don't have enough staff. So you could find me as the day is long. If we don't have staff, we don't have staff. I mean, I'd drive the truck myself if that was in the field I was in, but they don't let you. You have to have, you know, all these, I think in California also you have to be a part of a union. I'm not exactly sure all the regulations that are there, but I do know in order to drive a truck, you have to have a CDL, a commercial driver's license. And in order to get that and to be able to drive a truck, you have to be trained in it. But also, there's a lot of things that prohibit people from driving. A lot of medications they're on, a lot of things they use, such as marijuana. So, you know, you could only beat a horse so much, and you shouldn't be beating a horse, by the way. So, 60,000 shipping containers now face a $100 fine at ports. I'd like to see how that works out. I still think it's chaotic. So at least the 111 container ships have dropped down to 90. But the problem is the stuff keeps coming. And there's going to be more and more things ordered. As we're coming into, I mean, Black Friday comes out, that's like next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday. That's coming soon. So that, then what? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Ukraine says Russia has amassed 100,000 troops near the border. We knew something was going to, you know, come. There's so many areas right now in disarray. What we see going on with Afghanistan, what we see going on with China and Taiwan, Belarus and the Polish border. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has claimed that Russia has amassed nearly 100,000 troops near his country's border and concerns that an invasion continue to mount. Zelensky said the action made it clear to the world who really wants peace and who is concentrating nearly 100,000 soldiers at our border. During a video speech broadcast Wednesday, Russia has dismissed any suggestions of an attack as inflammatory and instead complained about increased activity by NATO in the region. They say American officials consulted European allies on the situation, warning that Russia could attempt to invade the country in the near future. On Thursday, Russia claimed one of its fighter jets forced a British spy plane to change course after flying near Crimea. Satellite images released November 8th showed an estimated 90,000 Russian troops gathered at the Ukrainian border, prompting House Republicans to petition President Biden to deploy troops to the region. Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges told Fox News' Jackie Heinrich that Russia's recent movements are a continuation of what started back in April. They never really went back to their barracks, they said. He cautioned that Russia's first move would not be a tank or a gunshot, but a cyber strike or maybe turning off the gas or something. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken briefly discussed the situation at the Ukrainian border during a joint strategic dialogue last week. He said that Russia needs to avoid making a, quote, serious mistake. Whether Russia is actually afraid of us or not is hard to tell. But Blinken said, we're very concerned about some of the irregular movements of forces that we see on Ukraine's borders. I can't speak to Russia's intentions. We don't know what they are. But we do know that we've seen in the past Russia mass forces on Ukraine's borders. Well, Blinken warned that Russia could claim some kind of a provocation and then invade. And so the U.S., they say, remains a close consultation with its European allies. Yeah, if we don't tick them off with certain submarine deals and some of the other stuff that we're doing. So Blinken said, I can just say that based on the past, we have real concerns about what we're seeing in the present, and it would be a serious mistake for Russia to engage in a repeat of what it did in 2014 with Crimea. So, we messed up with Afghanistan. You know, even if we needed to, quote-unquote, end the Afghanistan war, there were a lot of things that represented, the pullout represented. And it was Biden's first major foreign policy move. And boy, did he fall short. And when people say it's a mistake, it's not so much a mistake of, you know, well, our troops need to be home, let them come home already. You know, are we really a destabilizing force in the area? That's, you know, debatable. I thought we were. Some people didn't. But why I thought it was a bad move is if you aren't going to do it right, then everybody's going to know you don't know what the hell you're doing. And they made the military look weak. Our military is not weak. But when, you know, when the president or John Kerry or whoever makes it sound like the president's in the dark and doesn't know, and other people are making the recommendations, it makes it look like our military doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And even though our military is one of the best, we don't want our enemies thinking that we're not ready. So it'll be interesting to see what we do. I just don't think Blinken is scary enough. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So my sons are in a fraternity. One is currently rushing now. The other one, same fraternity. He's one of the big brothers, even though he's not his brother's brother, because you always want to not, you want to have that separation. You don't want to. In fraternities, you got a big brother and a little brother, so the big brother should always be somebody that's not obviously your family member. And the reason why I was okay with them being a part of a fraternity is because I knew who was running the fraternity. At UNLV, they keep a really close eye on hazing and on rushing and on the behaviors of the fraternities, because it's like they definitely, they've all kind of, pinged the radar. And so even though I never did Greek because I had to work 3 part-time jobs, there was no way I was going to have time to do that, and I didn't think I was pretty enough, and I just didn't think the sorority scene would have even embraced somebody like me. I just never went for it, and, you know, I just didn't. A little bit of regret, but I had to work, you know, and I didn't even have a car. But my boys did, and they like it. You know, they're doing service. It's actually a lot of learning. Some campuses force you to do a dry rush, so you can't really have alcohol, and the big brothers stick to that, and the pledges have to do, like, a lot of things. I don't know exactly what our kids are doing, because there's that silent, that code, there's the code that they have to follow, so they can't tell, you know, me anything. But I am aware that many hazing rituals include a lot of things, like you need to, you know, pick me up at 3 a.m. if I'm drinking and be my Uber, or you need to do my homework, or you need to whatever. But my kids, they don't seem to be doing that. I mean, they seem to be home, and they don't seem to be, it seems to be a pretty, pretty light sort of rushing. However, at UC Davis, their hazing has been a little bit, a lot more risque and rough. Apparently, their baseball team has been engaged in an annual hazing ritual that forced new players to drink until they vomited, eat live goldfish, perform other bizarre stunts, according to a new report from the school. And the team was actually suspended in July amid the investigation, and head coach Matt Vaughn had to resign as a result of the findings. New players faced threats of sodomy, drinking games resulting in mass vomiting, lap dances, both from returning team members and professional strippers, according to a 36-page report. Apparently, the rookies were blindfolded, brought inside, given lap dances by team members. Ultimately, their blindfolds were removed. Professional strippers performed lap dances on the rookies, and the returning players welcomed them to the team. Now, I know some people are like, well, who complained? But, but if you're threatened to be sodomized, there's, you know, and you can't be drinking till you vomit. I think people were swallowing goldfish as well. They said the annual hazing dated at least to 2016, and alumni described it as far back as 2009 or 2010, according to a report by University Investigations Director Wendy Lilydahl. And they said rookies were divided into 2 teams to compete in various drinking games, along with a polar plunge. I guess that's where you have to go into a very cold body of water, a scavenger hunt, and a challenge to eat live goldfish. In 2019 and 2020, team leaders added an initiation activity that involved players swallowing live goldfish. One player described being unfazed by it, particularly relative to the obscene mystery shot, which means I think they had to take a shot, and who knows what was in that. The player estimated that 80% of the rookies in 2020 did not make it through the paired mystery shot goldfish activity because of the goldfish. Other witnesses described immediately vomiting up the goldfish or dumping it on the lawn rather than eating it. Older players used scare tactics with rookies that implied sexual contact, although the contact did not actually occur as part of the initiation. You know, one thing that makes a lot of people shudder was back in the 70s and 80s, and probably before then, the elephant walk. I guess that's when a bunch of the, you know, new recruits or rookies or, you know, pledges have to be naked, and they have to walk around in a circle, grabbing the person in front of them's pendulous organ, and somebody behind them grabbing theirs, and then walking in a circle without falling. I don't know. That's how I heard. I've never seen that done. I hope I never do. It's ridiculous. Rookies would black out from drinking. One described seeing photos of himself lying in his vomit, so they took pictures. So this is, you know, the health. I mean, when you see kids die of alcohol intoxication, alcohol poisoning, this just doesn't, it just doesn't fly. And it's got to, it just can't happen. Beyond the hazing, the report found that there was a general team culture of alcohol use. Evidence strongly supported that certain players used cocaine, marijuana, and other drugs in recent years. Evidence did not support a team culture, they say, of cocaine or other substance use. Multiple witnesses corroborated seeing or hearing about cocaine and marijuana at baseball parties. And one player described being offered coke during his official visit. But he did not describe receiving pressure when he did not accept it. I never understood that. If drugs are expensive, I never understood the here, do you want drugs? I was 13 years old. I was at a bus stop, and somebody had white powder with a razor and asked me if I wanted some. And I was like, no. And they were like, good, more for me. That's what I always thought. I don't understand this peer pressure. Like, well, you have to do it, you have to do it. You know, no, because it, I mean, it's obviously expensive. Why would you give it to somebody who doesn't want it? So the team's suspension and investigation came 2 years after the university disbanded the student-run UC Davis Cal Aggie marching band over similar misconduct allegations. So even rocking marching bands. Apparently there was a tug of war completed while upperclassmen threw and shot things at the competitors. Wiffle bat chugging, spinning, and hitting, drinking a mystery shot, Jeopardy-style trivia, century pong, not sure what that is. I think it's an expanded version of beer pong. Oh, the lap dances were given by team members. And then sometimes it was actual professional strippers. So interestingly, my husband's fraternity, they found their picture of all the members. And there's a girl at the bottom. And the girl looks like me. It's not me. Swear to God, it's not me, but it looks like me. I didn't think anybody could have, be that cursed to have looks like me. But apparently the girl was a stripper. And they included her in their class picture. She was cute. She was dressed. She was cute. But but my son comes up to this and he goes, "That looks like Mom." And I swear it wasn't me. I swear. What did you call yourself in college, Mom? I go, "Dahlia, that's not me." So, you know, hazing happens. We know it happens. I mean, even as a medical student, you got hazed. You didn't have to swallow goldfish or whatever, but your hazing was the 36-hour shifts, the doing the grunt work for the other. It's just par for the course. You have to do other people's grunt work. Now, I think there's a lot of rules now prohibiting, people being, taken advantage of. I'm not exactly sure because I've noticed that students look horrified when I tell them what I went through in medical school, and they're like, "Oh no, I don't think they'd even allow to do that." But we all know that younger recruits and rookies kind of have to go through the motion and earn their stripes, so to speak. And I don't think that's ever going away. But we can't have any more people die of alcohol intoxication. I mean, imagine being a parent. Your kid goes off to college and you find they died because they were forced to drink. You know, drink, chug. And it was just too much for them. So, you know, we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC is worried about measles. So is the World Health Organization. And they have noticed that measles cases are rising. 47 cases have already been reported in the United States. That's up from 13 last year. But also there was a lot of underreporting last year. So we haven't really been vigilant on that. And so the CDC is worried that about 22.3 million children did not get their measles vaccine last year. So when you look at that, and then when you look at migrants and refugees coming over and people maybe illegally coming to the country and not getting vaccinated, they're worried that we're going to have other outbreaks. So we'll keep you posted. But if at all you have a weird rash that's flat, you know, multiple little dots, runny nose, sore throat, spots in your inner cheek, fever, get that checked out. It could be measles. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.